Yevamos Perk Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud 13:10. Really, this Mishnah and the next Mishnah is really kind of the same principles of work as the previous Mishnah. Here we have a Pikachas and a Chareshes. We have Reuven is married to two women, one of whom was a Pikachas, she's a regular woman, and one's a Chareshes, she's a deaf mute, which means that the first woman, the Pikachas, which is like the opposite of a Chareshes, is a regular woman. It's synonymous with a Gedola, a regular grown girl. And that being the case, their marriage was a Daraisa marriage. The second marriage he had, Reuven had with this woman, the Chareshes, the deaf mute, is only Durabban in nature. It's only rabbinic because the deaf mute can't affect marriage midoraisa fully. She can't accept the Kedushin to affect it. But we call them married midorabbanan. So our question is going to be again, if ba yavam ala pikachas, if the yavam first sleeps with the first girl, in this case it's going to be the pikachas, the regular doraisa married wife, the regular wife, v'chazer val chareshes, then he sleeps with the second wife, who's the deaf mute. So our question is going to be, like last mishnah, the next mishnah, and this mishnah, does the second act of sleeping with the second girl, now make that the first marriage can't stick around? He has to get rid of it, that no longer can marry this woman after all, the first one. So our mishnah here says, if that's what happened, o sheba achim al chareshes, or if there are two brothers, again, Reuven died, but he had two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon slept with the first girl, the Pikachas, and then after that, Levi slept with the second girl, the Chareshet. So then, lo paslas al Pikachas. So the second act doesn't mess up the marriage of the first Pikachas, the first act, the first woman, because once there's Yibum done with the Pikachas, the first girl, so that it's binding, and they're married. So once they're married, whatever happens next in terms of whoever sleeps with whom can't undermine the marriage. So they stick together. On the flip side, ba yavam ala chareshes, if the yavam Shimon first sleeps with the chareshes, who only had a chi of midrabanan to the yivam, v'chazer vala pikachas, and then he sleeps with the regular girl second, or similarly, if there's another brother, Levi, who sleeps with the Pikachas second. The problem is now, the first one was like rabbinic in nature, the second one is actually a Doraisa binding thing, and therefore, we're not going to let him, you can't marry, this is the Isra of Shnei Batim, you can't build two homes, so once there's been a Yibam done with girl B, now girl A is off the cards, and that girl A is, meaning in this case, the Chareshet's Yibam wasn't really a Yibam, so now she's now can't stay married to him, and therefore paslas achareshes. So the first girl, the chareshes, now can't stay married to Shimon. They have to get divorced, and that divorce will be a get. As far as the other girl, the pikachas, so we won't let them stay married. In fact, it's like called a bia psula. We invalidate that act of yibum. So we will force her to still get a chalitza, since midoraisa we're not acknowledging that happened, so then we're forcing a chalitza, but also she needs a get, because midoraisa she's married to him through the act of yibum, and therefore to sever that she needs a get. So the chareshet needs just a get, because we're acknowledging rabbinically they're married, whereas the pikachas needs both a get and a chalitza.